You are listening to the audio production of Grief is a Dancer by Elisa Baer, published by Walnut Street Books. This book is read by the author.
Chapter 1. 25 Septembers. September 20th, 2018. It's an overcast Thursday, temps in the low 70s. My husband Rob returns home late from work and picks me up so we can get to the cemetery before dark. We make a quick stop for fresh flowers, and my eyes are drawn to a bright yellow mum in the center of a bouquet of burgundy and orange. The clouds are heavy and drop a few sprinkles on the windshield as we drive west out of the city to our former neighborhood in the suburbs. "This feels tougher this year for some reason," he says. I ask him to say more, but he's too spent from long hours at his retirement landscaping job to want to delve deeper. This day has never been easy to mark or get through, not even after 25 years. We drive the remaining 5 miles in silence. The cemetery is in greater disrepair than when we came more frequently in the early years. The narrow road that passes through it is traffic and weather-beaten. The ground is lumpier and, disorienting for us, there are many more gravestones than before. We used to turn left and stop at the third tree. Now the third tree has been taken down, so we make a mental note, the sixth stone down from Hildebrand. It's been a while since we've come. As I walk down the slope toward her grave, it plays out like a movie in my head where the makeup artist applies the passage of time with graying spray, wrinkle lines, sagging jowls, age spots in glasses, and the actors assume the gait of older people. But this is no movie. My gray is colored. I am wearing those glasses, and I waver slightly on a particularly uneven mound of grass. The reality of time grips me. The young mother who once leashed up the family dog and came regularly, who could still do flips off the diving board and jump splits on the trampoline, is now a senior citizen with arthritis and spinal stenosis. The thought nearly staggers me. Rob carries a bag of fresh mulch from the trunk of the car and starts ripping out the tough weeds that have grown up around Kelly's headstone, which is now showing the black smudging on its inscription that older ones do. Once he's done, he spreads the mulch evenly around the base. I lay down the flowers on the mulch, kiss my fingers, and touch her name on the stone. Then I step back to take a photo of the grave in the sky. I text it to our daughters, Lauren in Los Angeles and Leslie in Baltimore, telling them that just as I took it, the clouds parted a little to reveal a bit of sunlight. "How cool," Leslie texts immediately, "sending my love," heart emoji. "Love that you went to visit her grave," Lauren joins in. "I'm glad you're there," heart emoji. I take another photo, a close-up, so they can see the flowers, but what they notice is the fresh dark mulch instead. They know their father. Lauren, "Did you also bring mulch?" heart emoji, still tucking her in. Leslie, "That is def, some fresh mulch." I read the text thread to Rob. He nods and says softly, "Always." I want to cry. They understand something that has eluded me all this time. In the beginning, the harsh, repetitive swoosh of the clippers as he went around her tombstone cut into my mournful reverie. "Don't do that when I die," I would say, agitated. But the years have softened me. I see now the way he cares for plants, trees, soil, everything outdoors. It's his way of love. And sometimes there are no other ways. When Kelly lay in a coma in the hospital on the last day of her life, Rob whispered in her ear that it was okay to let go. "We'll catch up to you," he said, his voice breaking as he kissed her forehead, "as soon as we can." At the time, we had no idea how interminably long and crushing the early years of grief would feel, or how imperceptibly, one after another, they would accumulate into a quarter of a century. We buried Kelly 2 months after her 8th birthday. Rob was 41, I was 40, Lauren was 15, and Leslie was 12. Can it really be that we've grieved her loss over 3 times the number of years that she lived with us? Almost every newly bereaved parent...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?